here's a story from The World.
Nothing is surprising anymore in the Trump White House. This afternoon, President Trump fired the head of the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, whom Trump believed was not loyal enough. And yes, the president announced the decision on Twitter. Leon Panetta is a former defense secretary. He also served as director of the CIA and White House chief of staff. Leon Panetta, did Secretary Esper and other top Pentagon officials see this decision coming?
Well, I'm sure there have been a lot of indications. I was asked about whether he resigned last week, and he had not. There were a lot of rumors that the president was going to go after Esper one way or the other. So it probably was not a surprise to have the president go ahead and tweet that he was firing the Secretary of Defense, as consequential as that is, because I think it comes at a very critical time when the country is going through this transition now from one administration to the next, and to create uncertainty at the Department of Defense is not smart because of the Defense Department's involvement in COVID-19 and challenges around the world, and also with regards to dealing with divisions here at home as well. So it's not a good move by the President of the United States.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you think Secretary Esper's dismissal, as some have suspected, is payback for his comments after he accompanied President Trump on that now infamous walk across Lafayette Square outside the White House in June? Is that what this is rooted in?
Who knows? You know, what exactly leads this president to do anything? Obviously, Secretary Esper was certainly loyal to the president's priorities and policies with regards to national security. But obviously, he raised questions. He raised questions about the role of the military, particularly after the demonstration at Lafayette Park, and felt that the military was being misused, as did other military leaders. He was concerned about just arbitrarily reducing forces abroad that without any kind of conditions-based requirement with regards to reducing those forces. And he obviously was interested in moving ahead and renaming military posts and removing the names of Confederate generals from those posts, something that Congress was supporting, but obviously the president was not. So there are obviously some differences that played in to what the president did today.
Who's next in line for Secretary of Defense, and what's at risk with U.S. adversaries if there's essentially a placeholder for the next 3 months?
Well, my understanding is he's asking the head of counterterrorism to act in that role in the interim, it makes it much more difficult for the Department of Defense and the military leadership to do its job, because somebody coming from something that is not directly related to the Department of Defense and trying to administer a department of almost 3 million people, 2 million in uniform, 1 million civilians, it's just not going to be easy to be able to go in. And the fact is, it isn't going to make much difference. I mean, what it will impact is whether or not there will be a smooth transition to a new administration, which there should be. But it's pretty clear from this president and the way he's behaving that that's the last thing he's interested in. And when you suddenly remove the secretary from the department and you start removing other people, it's just going to make it that much more difficult to have a transition to a new administration.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.